Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Good morning, Broads family!
Would you mind being a little quieter?
Guys, I recommend watching this on the YouTube pretty much because Jess is coming in.
I'm coming off of a bender.
Jess is coming off of a bender. We decided she looks like a Motley Crue groupie. Now, not back when Motley Crue was... We're talking about 2022 Motley Crue groupie.
No, I'm definitely showing up. I'm assuming they probably play at like random small casinos in Reno. Yeah. Probably casinos. In Reno. I'm like definitely in the back of the casino just like waiting for them. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, am I hot and young enough for you now? That's, you know, what I'm
and
hoping.
Like, yeah, baby. Groovy. Groovy.
I just told Becca, I'm like, that's my next evolution is I'm going to start like waiting outside of washed up rock star tour buses. I feel like it's my time. I think it's truly cool. My time.
I think that's cool. I say do it, babe.
I'm going to do it. You know what? I said I would try new things in 2022, and that's going to be my new phase.
What's up here, honey?
Becca, I'm so hungover. My head is pounding. I may throw up in the middle of this episode, and the lights are too bright, so I got to wear my shades.
I love this for you.
Thank you very much. Last night was a lot, but also the reason that I'm so hungover, I think, is because it has been bender season the past week. I can't stop going out. I can't stop staying up until like 5 in the morning and getting 2 hours of sleep. And now I'm praying, Jesus Christ, wash my sins away.
Wash me in the blood.
Heal my body.
Wash me in the blood.
Wash me in the blood. Heal my body because it is broken for the atrocities I have committed, for having zero self-control and doing Lord knows what.
You know what, guys? And don't come in her DMs being like, I'm concerned, Jess, are you? Don't do that. Encourage her, please.
Listen.
Say, come out this weekend, mama.
Oh, God. This is the fact of the matter is that I don't. I do go out a lot, but I don't drink a lot.
Yeah.
That's not normally my thing. I don't like getting drunk. It's not my deal.
However,
once a year.
She got her neon tips done. They're looking cute.
Thank you. I'm feeling it.
You gotta have a espresso martini in the hand of the neon.
I'm like, where is it?
At all times.
Once or twice a year. Raging Jess comes out and I don't know when it's gonna hit. It's just like poof. All of a sudden I like to go out. I like to be out late at night often, but I just like to kind of just be chill.
Yeah,
whatever. No, not so. Yeah. About twice a year, all of a sudden she comes out of nowhere. Evan knows when she hits too. Yeah. He prepares himself. Yeah. Because if I show up really, really, really early in the morning and I still got a big smile on my face, he's like, I guess I'll be babysitting for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he knows it's going to be...
He goes, okay, Ember, mommy was drinking her special juice again, and now she needs to get some extra sleep. Let's leave her alone for the next few days, okay, hon?
Okay. Ember's like, why does mommy's pillow look like that? Yeah, mommy is not washing her makeup off for 2 weeks. I know it looks crazy. Ember's like, there are eyelashes everywhere. She walks out and there's just like fast food containers and like a high heel over there, an eyelash over there, and me stumbling in.
But you know what's good? I think of it, it's kind of like a purge, right?
It's fully my purge.
Yeah.
This is my purge season. I don't hurt anyone. I just go out and I have like a week or two, once or twice a year, where I just don't have any self-control and I go hard in the paint and then I'm truly done for like a hot minute.
Yeah. You get it out of your system.
But it's real.
Yeah.
It is very real. And the past week has been intense.
And, you know, meanwhile, I might seem a little subdued right now. I got shitty sleep. I had one vodka soda last night and trashed, shitting myself.
Oh no.
Not really. But I honestly like feel it. Like I'm like, oh my God, shitty sleep plus like the one vodka soda. So I'm feeling that. And I'm saving up my energy. I'm channeling my chi, getting ready, building the energy and the passion. For about 15 to 20 minutes. In about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
So
I hear you.
So
loud and clear.
But I'm really glad that you're in your. Okay. Can I say something? No, yeah. I'm not gonna start right now. I was gonna tell. Okay.
Do you want to take a quick pause?
Oh yeah, let's take a quick pause.
Before we get into
let's
this.
Let's take a quick pause.
Oh God, hold on. I'm trying to look at this ad and everything is fuzzy. Yeah, for real though, also, please, yeah, like Becca said, there's no need to slide into my DMs and be worried, okay?
Leave Jess alone!
Just let me have this. It's been a rough couple years and now is my time to shine.
The fucking shit hasn't been open for like 2 years, you know?
I know, and now here we are.
Get it, queen? Okay.
Thank you.
Now, you want to design a website? Guess what? We got news for you.
We got news for you. I remember those times. Remember, I might be dating myself here, but you know, MySpace, when you had the MySpace, it was everywhere. And we basically all taught ourselves how to code so that we could customize our profile. The idea of making a website now gives me instant flashbacks to it. But there's such an easier way to do it now, broads.
That's right. With Squarespace. Squarespace is the simple online tool that empowers millions of dreamers, makers, and doers by providing them with the tools they need to bring their creative ideas to life. With Squarespace, you can get your online store up and running. You can market your brand. You can claim a domain. And yes, you can even build your website from scratch.
Squarespace could not be easier to use, broads. This platform is set up for beginners, but also offers complex features if you want to use a little or go a little crazy with your design. So many of your favorite brands, blogs, and sites are already using Squarespace. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Go to squarespace.com/chatty for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code chatty to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain today.
You know, broads, I have a hydration station over here.
I have
vitamin water. I do have coffee just in case, but I also have this large canteen of water.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't feel great either. I don't know if it's like the adrenaline or the supplements I'm taking to clear out my colon. But
I'm so sorry that this is where we're at. That
if this is the first time listening that you're listening to the podcast, it's not usually like this, guys. And you might want to just, you know, go listen to last week's episodes for starters.
Maybe this isn't for you. You know what I mean? But I just want
to. Have we ever urged people to like unsubscribe? We're like,
yeah,
you just
hit unsubscribe because this is a disaster.
Save yourself.
Save yourself now. Jump ship. No, I was saying I'm so sorry because you are in the middle of a cleanse. You are cleansing yourself and you're not feeling good. And here I am on my yearly bender. And this
it's
is
okay.
I feel terrible this for the timing of it all.
This is my purge. This is your purge. We're in sync, honey.
Okay, that's true.
We're in sync. Mm-hmm. Where are you at in your cycle right now? When are you supposed to start your period?
Oh, what's the date?
Today is the 16th that we are recording.
I think I start on the 6th.
Okay, I start like on the 25th. We're not quite synced. But wait, does that mean you're like ovulating right now? Maybe not quite. Maybe
not
in this
quite.
Next week.
I've been very emotional. And normally would be reclusive, but I'm like, I've wanted to put my emotions all over everyone right now. Like, I'm like, I want to go out and get very emotional with anyone I know. Hold on one second here. I have a bone to pick with you because though I love your idea, Bros, we talked about this a couple weeks ago from David Sedaris's course, asking the random questions, right? Well, here's the problem.
Oh, yeah. I see where this is going.
Me, wild, and also having too many espresso martinis that went into champagne.
You're going up to strangers and going, have you ever lost a sibling?
Well, maybe. That's not so much my issue. My issue is more that I finally was getting my ass back home, and I decided to have a chat with an Uber driver, okay? Cut to me... And this is not an exaggeration. Okay. We pulled up to my house at about 3:10 in the morning. And he left at 4:15.
I'm dying.
we talked for an hour outside my house.
I'm dying.
And he was like really going through it. He was like, hey, my friends, they all want to do these drugs and party, but I'm nervous. Like, how are these drugs going to affect me? And I talked to the man like I had done any of them. I was like, well, this one's going to do this for you. And I'd be careful of this. I haven't done jack shit. I'm just going off. The espresso martinis have hit. And I'm just like, let me tell you something, sir. And then I was like, do not let your friends push you into doing anything you're not comfortable doing. And I was getting emotional. And I was like, let's exchange information. The next morning I woke up, I have a DM. I'm like, who is this? It's my Uber driver. In the meantime, I'm seeing my Uber Eats getting dropped off. I mean, it was. And so sometimes it's not good to open up those random question moments.
What'd you ask him?
I don't quite remember because it just started. It got emotional quick. I don't know. There were so many questions and that were thrown around. What a mess. What a mess.
Because I'm feeling nauseous, by the way, I just want to say this to you and the listeners. My enthusiasm, my laughter is quelled. But I'm in spirit. I just want you guys to know that I'm laughing, I'm giggling, I'm enjoying myself. I don't know why I feel like I need to say that, but I'm like, I'm nauseous, and so I'm like, that's funny.
I want you to experience all the emotions you need to experience in the way you want to experience them.
Because I'm literally just thinking about how I'm going to shit myself as I'm listening to your story.
Oh God, if we need to take breaks.
I'll let you guys know if we have to take breaks.
Yeah, the cleanse for Becca is...
It's real.
It's real.
And we're not people who are used to, you know, pooping urgently.
No, if you have been following us for a long time, Broads, you would know that we indeed tend to be quite constipated.
Yeah, and we won't have this conversation long because I absolutely hate when podcasters talk about poop.
That's a no-go for me, everyone.
Poop. It's pretty much just poop.
Someone can be farts. Someone can be so hot to me, and as soon as they start joking about poop, I'm like, I'm out for forever.
Bye.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
No, I would almost rather someone have a poop fetish than have like a poop sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Poop fetish is fine.
Spare it all over me, baby. Just don't talk about it, you know?
No kink shaming.
No.
We're both a little nauseous. You know what I mean?
How was your weekend?
Well, it was a lot, but it was good.
Meet any celebrities? Go to any houses?
I went to houses. I met celebrities. I looked back on my texts that were absolutely bananas. I hid in bathrooms because I didn't want to talk to people randomly. I bartended at random bars. I don't know, you know. Oh, and I tried to get into, it was Super Bowl weekend, right?
Yeah.
So LA was...
We love football.
I absolutely am a huge football fan.
I did not know the LA Rams were in... the Super Bowl.
I had zero idea.
I didn't know it was being hosted.
I also didn't know that the Rams were even LA's team.
They weren't for a long time, to your credit.
Okay. Well, then I don't feel quite as bad.
No, this is like a last few years development.
I would have never known. Yeah. You know, I would have never known whose team was whose.
Well, and they normally don't play normally they already pre-select where they're going to host it. So normally the team doesn't play at home.
Oh, okay.
And that's what happened, which is okay. Cool. And they won.
And they won. Yes, that I did know that. I did know that. But LA was popping off.
Yeah.
It was like a couple days worth of everyone was here. It was wild. And a lot of bachelor people, you know, were here. And all these bachelor people got into this Revolve party. Did you see this?
No.
Revolve threw a party. And like Justin Bieber and Drake performed. So, like, all these bachelor people were 2 feet away filming Bieber and Drake. And I was like, what? And then I felt jealousy. I was like, I feel jealous about this.
You're like, this is a real party. This isn't, like, a stupid, like...
No. And let's make something very clear, Broads. A lot of times when they have these influencer parties that you see, very boring.
Not real parties.
A lot of people there, they're not friends.
There's like a culturally appropriated teepee with like some flowers on it to take photos in front of, and that's the vibe.
That's 100% the vibe. People aren't friends with each other, and so you're kind of awkwardly taking a couple pictures.
You drink
and
a
having,
glass of rosé, you pick some grapes, and you go home.
There's free stuff, which is, that's the cool part.
Right.
But then other than that, it's not like a wild time. But this was a proper party. Not me texting Blake Moynes. Like, what are you doing?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Blake. Wanted to hang. He was great, but I mean, he doesn't have the passes. This party, if you wanted to get in, if you weren't invited personally and on the list, I was looking at the prices. This is how bananas I was. I was looking at these prices for the tickets to get in, because they had, you could pay like to buy a table at some of these, like the Maxim party or whatever. And like a GA ticket was like $750.
What the hell?
And I was so bonkers that I was like,
Do I pull the trigger?
Do I think about dipping into Ember's college fund to get my ass to a Maxim party? My 33-year-old ass to a Maxim party where I'll bump into a couple bachelor people who don't really know me.
Wait, was it a Maxim party or a Revolve party?
That was one. Maxim was one of the ones. Maxim was like the next day. There were so many parties. It was crazy.
I've never been invited to any of those things.
How does one get invited to those? Because sometimes I see the people that I'm like, oh, you got invited. I'm like, how come we don't get invites every once in a while?
I don't know.
Invite me.
Do we need like a PR person or something?
Broads, if any of you are PR people, slide into the email or the DMs, because I would love to just, you know, have the option.
Can you get us in, please? All we've gotten is an invite to the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. That was fucking virtual! And we lost, to add insult to injury.
I mean, you know we weren't going to win against Conan O'Brien, but...
No, but it's like Smartless won the ad read one or something.
But I love all the Smartless guys.
Me too. I still think our podcast is better.
Sean Hayes?
Come on. I know. I like Will Arnett. Yeah, I like Will Arnett the best. Because of his stupid voice. Stupid deep voice.
You mean the sexiest voice you ever heard in your life?
The reason I say it's stupid deep is because it sounds like someone doing an impersonation of Will Arnett.
I know.
It's pretty awesome. Do you think he would be as famous as he was if he didn't have that voice? No.
No, definitely not.
Not at all, right?
No, it's his whole stature with the voice that just kind of makes it perfect.
Never forget, like in Hot Rod, where he's just like, babe. Babe,
I just was like, babe. I'm gonna take these off. Oh my god, it's so bright.
She's got her lashes on, ladies and gents. She's looking good.
Thank you. They're extensions. That's the only reason that they're on right now. Yes.
Damn. I got the
extensions.
Okay.
You know, when I'm going on a bender, I won't have time to put the strip lashes on, so I have to stop and get extensions.
Nice. Casual 2.5 hour appointment. Bro, they're so long. I remember I used to get them when I was pregnant. I'd be like, and my lower half is going numb and I'm worried for the baby. Please stop.
It's just an excuse to take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, broads, before we hop into, I think what you think we're going to be hopping into, if you've been following along Instagram, you know, world. Here's the thing. Obviously, Valentine's Day just happened, and maybe you got a gift, or maybe you gave a gift, or maybe you chose to ignore the made-up holiday completely, and that's all fine and dandy, but the real question is, do you show yourself love every day of the year? And I've got a few ways. I like to show myself a little TLC on everything from major holidays to random Wednesdays, but my favorite way has to be with a treat from Third Love. I'm wearing the Third Love bra. I think it's been hanging out all of the podcast already, so you got a little peek.
Okay, I had to just go check because I ordered their Wonder Knit collection. It's so cute!
It's got these
little lacy details. I'm obsessed. Anyway, so from intimate sets to ultra soft loungewear, Third Love has something for everyone. I first fell in love with them years ago. I needed to get a bra, which, you know, I don't usually wear them, but when I do, it needs to be Third Love because I've never found a brand that fits so well. They have half cup sizes, which to me is just revolutionary. Mm-hmm. You take their online fitting room quiz. It makes it easy to find a bra that actually fits you.
Yes, because believe it or not, most people are wearing the wrong bra size. This is a common problem. Yep. The fitting room quiz will ask you questions that focus on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and then use your results to recommend styles that will work best for you. You'll be able to easily browse through your recommended selections to find your new favorite bra. Don't worry, if you don't totally love your purchase, Third Love offers free exchanges and returns for 60 days.
Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. And right now you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/chatty. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/chatty.
So compromise is necessary. It's a necessary part of life, right? sometimes. One area you should never ever have to compromise is when it comes to period care. Mm-hmm. Why should you have to pick between products that are body safe, safe for the planet, comfortable, and compatible with your lifestyle? Why can't you have a product that does it all? If you're using Flex period products, then you definitely don't have to compromise. Flex products offer everything you're looking for in your period care products.
Oh my gosh. So Flex has two products to choose from. I love the Flex Cup. It's the zero waste option you can use and reuse for literally years. I have had mine for years. And unlike other menstrual cups, Flex has a pull tab, so it's removed exactly like a tampon. And I know a lot of people are hesitant to try a cup because they're unfamiliar with how to use it. But the Flex Cup is designed with beginners in mind. It's so easy to use, and once it's in, you don't have to give it a second thought all day. I'm not kidding you guys. When I first started using a menstrual cup, like, it changed my life. It changed periods forever. Just try it. There's mm-hmm. lots of easy YouTube videos, and this cup in particular is so easy for beginners.
It's so easy for beginners. Also, the other product Flex offers may be something you're less familiar with, but trust me, all it takes is one use and you'll be hooked. Flex Disc is a single-use menstrual disc that you can wear for up to 12 hours. A Flex Disc is a soft plastic circle with a plastic interior that sits all flat inside the body and collects versus absorbs. It can even be worn for mess-free period sex, yes. Okay, and help reduce cramps. It's amazing. It's 100% my go-to now. I don't think I'm ever going to switch back. I love, love, love it.
And I always keep some of the discs around literally so you can have period sex without any mess. It's really quite a game changer. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. So with Flex, you can do all of that. Go to flexfits.com/chatty and use code chatty for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits, or you can get 10% off your first Flex Cup plus free US shipping. That's code chatty to save on Flex at Flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/chatty.
But yeah, so anywho, weekend was wild, and I just would like to shout out my wonderful husband. I know everyone gets weird when it's just like, husbands, they're not babysitting. No, I know, it's his daughter, but also, you know, he's busy.
Bro, it's like if he was going out on like, yeah. you know, four nights in a row, yeah. it's like you would expect like a thank you for watching the
of
child,
course.
Right?
So I just want to send him a personal love letter, yeah. You know, and letting him know that like I adore him and I appreciate the fact that he knows that sometimes I need this, you know, like I said, once or twice a year. And the man always is like, got you, babe. And he just, you know. Does Let's he ever, run the
does,
gamut.
Does he ever get kind of pissed where he's just like, Jess, this is going on too long? Is there ever that kind of thing?
No, because he knows that I don't do this normally. Yeah. And he also knows that like this is just this is me getting it out of my
temporary.
System. It's temporary. But, you know, like I said, I go out a lot. So it's just more like I'll go out when I'm like, oh, he's been home for a couple days. It's chill. I've been watching Ember. Like, you know how it is. It's the mm-hmm. give and take. Mm-hmm. But totally. I normally don't do like when I say I go out a lot, it's more like I regularly, I think for my age, will still go out, but I'm not doing this like numerous nights in a row type situation
until now.
So shout out Evan, appreciate you bunches. And shout out Ember for being a queen and knowing what mama needs.
Honey, go get mama her ibuprofen. And a big glass of water, sweetie. Put the liquid IV in. You're like, I need to do a liquid IV ad.
You know what's funny is when I'm in these phases, now it finally hit me. And now this is my body
saying,
hungover. It's not that I'm not hungover. Even if I'm going off of like an hour and a half of sleep,
yeah.
I'm like, she calls in the morning. I'm like, what's going on, baby girl? And yeah. I'm good. And we're hanging out and I'm fully there. And then when she goes to bed, I'm like, time for the night to arrive. But then the next day I'm fine when she wakes up in the morning. But now my body says, Jessica, it's been too many days. And now I'm like very hungover.
I think like also when you're a parent and it's not like, I mean, like what you're talking about, it's like not like there's a problem going on. And so I think that you just kind of slip into the mode where you're like, I've got to do what I got to do.
Yes.
And I'm going to be there. Yes. I'm going to be present.
Yes.
And then I think you take advantage naturally as a parent, like the ebbs and flows of like when they're napping, when they're watching a little show,
absolutely.
When they're going to bed,
absolutely.
You're recharging and you're going and
absolutely.
You're doing your thing.
Absolutely. Parents still, you know, we're not just our children. Like we're not just parents. And sometimes we need to go out. And like I said, it's been a rough past couple of years. And so it was just, you know, sometimes you got to go out and it helps recharge you and it helps your creativity. And sometimes it just gives you a terrible headache.
Wow. That's inspirational.
Thank you.
So speaking of vomiting.
Yours? Yeah.
So, you know, I already knew that the 27th year was going to be off to a chaotic start.
Yeah. Let's talk about how your 27th year began.
First of all, didn't post about it on Instagram because of psychos, which I'm going to be talking about them in a minute. Didn't post about this, but literally, this is no exaggeration. At 11:59 p.m. on February 9th, the eve of my birth.
11:59.
Maybe 11:58. It was like the 5 minutes before midnight.
Yeah, yeah.
In that window. I wake up and I'm like, something's not right here. Something's not right. It was so weird. I was like, I stayed up much later than normal that night, probably until like 11, which for me is pretty late. And I was like, feeling kind of weird and just like jittery. And then I finally fall asleep. Yeah, I wake up about 50 minutes later. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw up right now.
Oh, no.
I'm going to throw up. And I think what's worse about throwing up is the anticipation of throwing up.
Oh.
Because you're like, this is about to happen right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The anticipation is definitely the worst.
And so I get up and I go to the bathroom and I'm like dizzy. Like I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like shaky, dizzy, weak. It feels like I haven't eaten in like 5 days. You know that feeling where your whole body is just like, you have no energy and you're just shaking. And I sit down and I don't want to talk about a purge. I just start puking my guts out. And I think it was exactly at the stroke of midnight because immediately after puking, I called Gray because he was recording Chatty Bros and coming home late.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was still driving because it's a little bit of a drive. So I called and my timestamp is at 12:02 is the time I called him on my boyfriend on my birthday. Like, babe,
you're like, I just threw up my past 26 years,
babe. Shaking violently. And I go back to bed and I feel nauseous and I get up. But I only had two sessions of throwing up violently. And I was like, oh, man, I'm sick. Wake up the next morning, 6 to 7 hours later, I feel totally fine.
What? It's so wild.
I have no idea what that was. I didn't eat anything weird. Okay, this is gross, but the taste in my mouth was so bitter. I've like never tasted anything like it. Like it was so bitter.
First of all, I'm so sorry you experienced this.
No, it's okay.
But I just, there are too many theories for me. It's right? Too weird. I have chills. Do you see my chills? Why do I have chills? I'm like, it's so weird. Like why at the stroke of midnight you're purging?
I don't know.
Like what is going on? Have you ever seen Santa Clarita Diet?
No. Okay. Yeah, I've seen the episode where she's just throwing,
throws up ball that grows legs. It's like, yeah, there's this thing.
I remember that, but
I'm like,
she's just like violently throwing up everywhere.
Yeah,
and then she figures out she's dead.
Yeah, before she transitions basically into this new phase of being dead, a zombie or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
That's
I feel like you just puked your way into divinity. You are now a god.
Well, it's only been downhill since then, literally. So we go skiing for the weekend. We had a great time. Yeah, so that's why I didn't post. Because I'm like, psychopaths are going to be like, she threw up last night and she's getting on the plane. Look.
She just became a god.
I got COVID on my break. Also didn't talk about that because, you know, weirdos. So I knew it wasn't COVID. I felt fine when I woke up. Wore a fucking mask, was fine. I don't think divinity is contagious.
I mean, I hope it is, but...
Well, now actually you are my demigod.
Thank goodness.
So we go to Tahoe, it was great, we skied. One thing that was kind of funny was Gray has maybe been snowboarding like less than 10 times. Mm-hmm. Like, he hasn't been snowboarding that much. And so I've had two experiences where, like, one of my boyfriends grew up, like, in the foothills in the mountains. And so he was, like, super good at skiing. So I was always trying to, like, keep up with him. And then I had another boyfriend who had never been snowboarding. And then I was like, I'm leaving you. Like, right. I'm leaving you on the mountain and doing my own thing.
Yeah, no, you're going to enjoy yourself.
You cannot move 2 feet. So I kind of thought that's how it was going to be with Gray. But, you know, the man is so,
he's athletic, yes.
But you know what I realized? This is what I told him. I said, it's not that you're athletic. And this is a life lesson I'd like to impart to all of you.
Please.
It's not that he's he is athletic, but he has no fear. He fucking goes for it and commits. And he definitely ate shit a few times and wiped out.
But then he just keeps going.
But he keeps going and just fucking commits with no fear of the fall.
So what you're saying is likely that I am very athletic, but just very fearful.
Okay, it kind of could be. It kind of could
be. Imagine I'm just like top tier level athlete. I'm just like on the slopes, just like running like you've never fucking seen. And it's just because I haven't been scared.
I'll tell you what. I remember taking PE for like the first time in eighth grade. I had always done like cheer or whatever else before when homeschooling. And I was like, wait, it was the first time I discovered like I could actually do stuff. But you know what? It was in an all girls class. There were no guys. And I realized that part of what had been holding me back so much was a fear of looking stupid and fear that I was bad at shit.
Yep, I totally get that.
And I think that still holds me back a lot now.
Yeah.
Not just in athletics, you know, like in life. Sure. But I actually thought of you because I thought of this year for you. And it was like, you know, it was a metaphor of like just grabbing life by the balls with no fear of falling and just fucking doing it.
Yeah, no, I think that is a good metaphor.
And he crushed it.
And you guys looked like you had so much fun.
We did have fun.
I was like, when I was watching them, I was like, oh, this actually looks like it's a really nice trip. Because I know there's been some hiccups in some of the trips in the past.
That's the other thing. I was like, am I really going to be sick before another trip? Yeah. By God.
But you had a good time. So far, the 27th year, you're learning life lessons.
I had a good time. Reno, what a place.
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
I recorded with Sophie, unemotional labor, unpaid emotional labor. It was unhinged and fire. I had the time of my life. You guys,
Sophie's
need
amazing.
To subscribe. You could type in unpaid emotional labor on Patreon in Google and you'll find it. Worth the subscribe.
Sophie's fantastic.
Yeah, we had quite an unhinged chat. We covered everything I wouldn't dare talk about on this podcast. Everything from Brittany and Jamie Lynn to Julia Fox to we talked about Michael Jackson. We talked about, we went off.
Mm-hmm. You did it all.
It was really something. So that was really fun. That's what I did for Valentine's Day. What'd you guys do?
I went out and partied.
More power to you.
No, I actually did not go out Valentine's night. We stayed in, but we're celebrating this weekend instead because Evan's been a busy. He is working. He is currently working with someone of which you've been speaking about lately. And so he's been busy and...
Wait, beep it. Delete it. Tell me right now. Oh my God.
But... He's been really busy. So we just like we chilled, but we're gonna celebrate this weekend and get romantic. But I will tell you this, my dear, been having lots of great sex.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I feel all of a sudden that I was like, oh, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna have a bunch of fun because I was feeling very like good in my body. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. But it had been a dry spell for a minute. Like, it was just, I was...
I feel you, by the way. I had a... We didn't really talk about it on the podcast. I didn't really talk about it with you. There was a few months where we were like... It was actually me, like, just not having sex at all. Not feeling sexual with myself or anyone else.
Same. Really? Oh, I was not... there was no masturbating. I wasn't having any sorts of thoughts, like, even, like, sexual thoughts. Nothing.
When was this?
The past couple months.
Yeah, I would say for me, probably like October to like January-ish.
That lines up for me.
Weird.
That's bizarre.
I was like in the same space, just a little disconnected and uninterested.
Same.
And kind of like a little maybe even repelled.
I didn't necessarily feel repelled. I was just, it just wasn't even in my
scope.
No. Everything else came before.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just was like not, it just was not there. And it was fine. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it was like, it was just a season.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And that I fucking hate. I know we've talked about this a million times on the podcast, but when people are like, how many times a week? And here are the numbers. It's just like, it's called life and it ebbs and flows.
And if you don't allow for that, you're going to be forcing shit and it's going to make you miserable.
Correct. So it's also great then conversations with your partner because it does allow for necessary communication because, you know, Evan, when I'm feeling that certain way and Evan is feeling sexual, then we can have conversations where it's like, hey, listen, just so you know, this isn't personal.
This isn't about you.
This has nothing to do with you. I think you're an absolute hottie with a body. 10 out of 10. I'm very attracted to you. It's completely about me. And this is the space that I'm in. And these are the boundaries I have. And this is the capacity that I have and how far I can go where I'm comfortable right now. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really healthy, great conversation. Yeah. Because if you don't have that conversation either, then sometimes your partner thinks like, oh, my God, are they not attracted? Yeah. Because we always go there. I feel that
totally.
Way. If all of a sudden he's not interested, I'm going to go.
It's over.
It's over. I'm like, what do I look like now? I'm like just looking totally. In the mirror, just shaking like, oh, my God, you know, what happened overnight? But right. You know, when you have these conversations, because it's just natural, that's just being a human, is that you ebb and you flow.
I think it's a really good opportunity for like growth as a couple. And then also like what I found is then now being interested in sex again, for me at least, it's kind of a refresh where you're not going through the motions and you're kind of more opportunities for like rediscovery. And
yes.
and actually like what I felt is just that both of us are more like in tune with what we actually want in the moment.
Yep.
Instead of going through this routine or what you think the other person wants you to do or whatever and being just more in your body.
I think it's really one of the big keys to having really good sex is like just listening 100% to your body, communicating then with your partner about that so that you guys are both on the same page. And yeah, that's led to, you know, now all of a sudden I became a little horn dog again. And I know that this is a season, and then who knows what the next season will look like. You know, maybe it'll be a regular pattern. Maybe it'll be a dry. I have no idea. But right now, because I was listening to my body and I communicated with Evan, now it's just been fantastic.
And by the way, I just want to throw out a tip with that, too. Like something that I've found that I've started doing more lately, and we have a not as long of a relationship and also a lot of like complicated just sexual history stuff within our relationship just because of so many factors. A big one of which actually, it's like funny because I'm doing my whole candida diet thing right now. A big one of which has to do with like yeast infections and just like physically painful sex.
Oh my goodness.
And like the trauma that can kind of, that can happen. But so what I have kind of started doing and I realized that I think we talked about this recently, but like so many, you know, we talk about women like doing things that we don't actually want to do or going through the motions because like programming, whatever. I sort of had the epiphany recently that like men have that too, because especially like men with like, I don't know how to say this in a way that sounds stupid, but like men that have had like a lot of one night stands or a lot of like more flippant sex, I think not flippant, I don't know what the word is, but anyway,
just casual.
Casual sex. Yeah. There's so much pressure on men to be down. So like if a girl is like, I want to have sex with you, there's so much pressure on a man to be like, if I'm a man, I should want to fuck whoever wants to fuck me in the moment. Mm-hmm. And so lately I've just been kind of even pausing during sex and be like, Do you like this right now? Does this feel good? Are you into this?
Yeah.
And that has opened up the channel for so much honesty of being like, you know what? No, not really. Or like, well, I was actually liking the way this felt a minute ago, but like now I'm not feeling so much into it. Because what I've realized is so oftentimes both people are like psychic and know whether the other person is feeling it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of times where you can get in the habit of just bypassing that instead of just acknowledging like, wait, something just shifted. Are you good? Mm-hmm. Okay. Or mm-hmm. like, wait, pause. Like, I don't know if I'm into this. And usually the other person is like, yeah, I felt that.
Yep.
If you're honest about it.
Yep.
And I think that just creates a much safer space to explore and feel comfortable in your body and with your partner.
Oh, 1,000%. Oh, no, we've been so programmed and just all the bullshit, regardless of what your genitalia may be, like just the culture that we've been raised in, that there is just so much pressure and so little communication. It's like for me, as a woman, I can go run and talk to my girls about it. But like, God forbid I tell my husband that like he hasn't been making me orgasm.
Right.
It's like, why the fuck not?
Like the way he kisses or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, again, same goes for like my partner. I'm like, you know, it's all of a sudden it's like, you know, when she all of a sudden pops out and is wearing lingerie and I wasn't expecting to have sex, it puts pressure on me. Yeah. And then I feel like I have to perform and I wasn't ready, but I don't feel comfortable telling her because I might let her down.
Her feelings.
And the thing is, it's like, you're going to get your feelings hurt because of how we were programmed to. You're going to get your feelings hurt.
Totally.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, but on the other side is so much freedom.
It's more honesty, which is just better.
To just be able
everything.
To be like, I love you. I'm so into you. But just like, this is my space right now. And these are my boundaries and whatever. And so then the next time when you both are in the space to have sex, it's gonna be good sex.
Yeah, because then it also makes the other, if you can communicate and they can process that, it makes them feel safer to like communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it
completely,
more of a reciprocal, like
completely.
Honesty. So that's great.
Yeah. So just been having really good sex. Good. So Valentine's Day, you know, we didn't go out to dinner, but I had some dinner, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
It was great. It was fantastic.
I was about to say something so lewd and I just held myself back.
I mean, just say
it,
queen.
I don't know. I know I don't have to, but.
All right.
Well, okay.
Uh-huh.
Where do I start?
Uh-huh.
So, again.
Are you choosing violence today?
Well, let's check the polls, people. Let's check. So, what's the Democratic vote here?
Becca put up a poll to say, should she choose violence or choose peace and love today on the podcast?
And the percentage is looking like 79% said digital warfare and 21% said peace and love. And as a entertainer of the people, I have to give the people what they want, which is violence, chaos, and hatred.
Listen, I'm going to say something to you right now. When I went on Instagram and I'm like, oh, Becca's going on a rant. I'm like, it's been a long time.
Oh, it's been a long time. And it's been a long time.
On the podcast and off the podcast.
I know.
It's been a long time. But it is her 27th year. So let the Lord rain down.
I'm getting heated heart palpitations right now. It has been a long time. So... But you know what? Sometimes, because I've been wrestling with this, you know, I've been really, you know, reflecting and doing this stuff. And, you know, when they go low, we go high. No, I'm getting low.
Okay, get low, girl.
But I'm actually not, because I actually have a lot to say. Okay. I have a lot to say.
Would you like to break this down for the people who maybe didn't see your
Instagram?
Yeah,
no, I'm going to break it all down. Don't worry. Right, but right. I actually have a lot to say that I just have a lot to say in general. But, you know, things started out good. On February 10th, the day of my birth, great comments in DMs.
Did you like
great, my... I loved your reel.
Okay. I was like...
I loved your reel. And I
You had
was,
a lot of love on that.
And I was fucking dying laughing at every comment that was like, Jess is such a good friend. She looks so pretty. Oh, also, happy birthday, Becca. Like, I was was going through the comments and I was like actually laughing out loud. And then on Gray's
so
post, they were like, Gray, you are so funny. Like, also, happy birthday, Becca. And I was just fucking losing it. It was so good. It was everything I wanted on my birthday because I also like that then people are teasing me and doing exactly what I said not to do. Because then I'm like, we're friends.
You're like, we get each other.
This is like
you
an inside
me.
Joke.
Yeah.
You're teasing me. I feel loved.
You're my
you
people.
Know?
You're my people. Yeah.
Yeah. It made me really happy. So thank you.
Of course.
For facilitating that experience. I really, really, truly enjoyed it. And then things took a chaotic downward spiral. All right. So, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you live under a rock, but if you do, you might not know that. I mean, I'm going to go down a pop culture spiral if I do this. But basically, you know, Kanye and Kim have been divorcing. In the process of divorcing, Kim has been dating Pete Davidson, who Kanye calls Skeet. I don't know why. I don't know why.
By the way, Skeet Davidson. Pete, who seems like a lovely guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably a Kanye fan.
I'm sure was he was. At one point. Like, there's definitely footage of them together hanging out before.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Okay, so then Kanye was dating Julia Fox. Wasted an hour of my life listening to an interview with her. Not mm-hmm. really, actually. It did give me some interesting insight into her life. But anyway, they could... Wait, hold on a second.
Seeing in the Julia Fox interview, the TikTok that's going around when Alexander Cooper's like, who's your muse, or what's a muse to you? And she's like, what did she say? Well, I was Sachin's muse and Righteous Gemstones. And then everyone is doing the TikTok and saying Righteous Gemstones.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, sorry. The way she... women supporting women, but...
I didn't listen to the interview. The I just see that text. I just that
also, TikTok in that exact thing, she was like, and I was his muse. And then, like, I'm Kanye's muse because he wants to dress me right now. And then she posted on, like, on Valentine's Day or what, the day after, like, I'm nobody's muse. I'm like, bitch, you just did this interview last week. What the hell are you talking about?
Listen, people okay, change. People, things move.
People change. People change. People change. We're going to get to that.
2022, people change. That's our mantra.
You
can change.
You know... I was going to save this for later, but I'm going to enter this with a quote from Walt Whitman in defense of Julia Fox. Do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. Walt Whitman.
I can say with a full body jolt that I did not expect to ever hear Walt Whitman and Julia Fox's name together in the same sentence.
Well, today is your day. So
lucky day.
So... he was dating Julia Fox. It confirms on Valentine's Day that Julia Fox's rep says that Kanye and Julia Fox are broken up, after which a slew of Instagram posts, which are unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. We've got screenshots of Kanye begging people, of Kim asking Kanye. It was so chaotic. We've got Kanye showing up with what looks like a tangled mass of dead roses in the back of a truck with my vision is crystal clear with K's written on the side.
God knows what is
house.
Below those roses. Horrifying.
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 There was so much going on. So, I don't need to explain myself. I was double tapping every single post that Kanye West was posting. Double tap, double tap, double tap. Keeping up, refreshing the page every 30 minutes, not missing a beat.
You were involved in the drama.
I was involved. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So that happens. Mm-hmm. I move on with my day. I'm living my life. I get, you know, DM from 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Yeah, like people in the Chatty Broads Facebook group are talking about how you were liking Kanye's posts and problematically, whatever. We get these kind of DMs about everything mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm.
Daily. Mm-hmm. We grow, we change. You learn, you grow, you change. And sometimes
and
you have a different opinion.
And I kind of wanted to break this down for people, actually. Jokes and warfare aside, there's like three things, at least in my process, of when I receive what I'll call feedback. One, the first is, oh, I fucked up. I think I should address this publicly and clear the air. I will say with certainty that I only do that if I genuinely feel I have fucked up. I need to clear the air on this. There's one time where I did not. But that was a long time ago. And I do a little bit regret it. But that's neither here nor there. So that's the first thing. Second thing that I do is I go, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done this. This might have been a fuck up. However, in my discernment that someone may or may not agree with, I decide I don't think this warrants a public apology. And I may decide within myself, I don't want to do that again. That was maybe not right. That's maybe not reflective of the values that I want to put forward. However, I don't think I'm going to make a public statement about it. Because look, I'm sharing my thoughts, my opinions, my life all the fucking time. If I was to make a public apology about everything that I thought that might have been a mistake, it would be the most boring fucking Instagram account and podcast ever. And you would hate it. You would. Well, you wouldn't.
And it also would be constant because we literally make mistakes 24/7.
We are putting out our voices 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
I'm putting about an hour a day on Instagram.
Let me make something very clear. When I go back sometimes and re-listen, I'm horrified occasionally.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Horrified. But I'm like, it's stream of consciousness. And so there are definitely mistakes constantly. And like sure. You're saying, sometimes they need to be addressed.
Sure.
And sometimes, I'd say very oftentimes, it starts a great process and conversation in my own space,
in
my own spirit, in my own home, between me and that person, where I'm so grateful for that I've been learned and grown so much in the past couple of years because there are now more people in my sphere to be like, hey, you said this and this is why this is a problem. And I'm like, okay, now I'm hearing your perspective. And now I'm like, oh my God.
Well, and sometimes I don't have the capacity to dialogue with people, but I'll read a message.
Yes, and I'll see a comment, 1,000%.
And I'll think about it for a few hours, right?
Yeah.
And go, there was something there. And yeah. Sometimes I even will read something, ignore it, and then I'll think about it later. And I don't even know who fucking sent it. You know, mm-hmm. like that happens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then there is the third thing where sometimes I read it and I go, no. No. I don't think I did anything wrong. Most of the time with these things, they are not objective truths or objective black and white right or wrongs, because very few things are. Mm-hmm. Very few things are. And a lot of people have, you and I have lots of different things that I'm sure we would disagree on. We have things that come up in life on the podcast.
You and I have very different opinions on many things because of our personalities, because of the way we were raised, our own journeys, whatever.
Welcome to life!
That's life. And we also have private conversations too about
and Grayson
it.
And I disagree public. On things. Oh, my love.
Evan and I all the time.
So, sometimes God. I go, no, I disagree. And in this case, you know, and I actually did not think about it. And I go, you know what? At first, I was extremely entertained. And then actually even seeing Kanye's whole apology, which was kind of heartbreaking, because you're like, this is a person going through it. Did you see his apology post?
Yeah.
I double tapped that.
And I have my own perspective on the whole thing as a bipolar person.
Of
course.
Watching
this, it's a, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and I had a moment of reflection where I go, damn, you know, I was very entertained by this. And it's kind of sad. Kind of sad for him, his family, Kim, who was being digitally harassed, you know.
Yeah, the kids.
The having to witness things.
Yeah. It's bad.
But, and this is not me backtracking. I don't think I did anything fucking wrong by double tapping the post in the first place. All right? That's my opinion! To quote the great Tamra Judge.
The great Tamra Judge.
That's my opinion! So. Unfortunately, sometimes I decide, yeah, I don't think I did anything fucking wrong, and I go on with my life. The thing that I did, because I was ready to incite a little chaos, I haven't done this in a long time. I posted on a little selfie on Instagram and I said, LOL, like some people are coming at me, whatever, in the Chatty Broads Facebook group because I liked Kanye's post.
Uh-huh.
And then all hell broke loose because now These bitches, and I say bitches in the most endearing term, these bitches are sending screenshots of like, oh, damn, you don't even know what goes down there. Things were rough for about 30 minutes there going through. I should not have gone through some of those screenshots because, but I did. Kind of glad I did, though. Kind of glad I did. Because the level of asinine, ridiculous, over-the-top, nitpicking criticism of the most flagrant shit. I don't think that's the right word. The most unimportant shit, not flagrant, was mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. I sent you some of these screenshots.
Yeah, they were very upsetting to read. They were very upsetting for me to read, and I'm not you.
Mind-blowing!
It was, yeah. They were, I don't know if these were recent or if people had been collecting them.
And then that also begs the question, like, thanks for looking out for me, girl, but why are you compiling these? But people also said if you just type in Becca in the search bar of the group, there's lots of fodder. Or Jess, I'm sure, you know. We got lots of fans in the...
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, broads, there's no easy way to...
No good transition here.
No good transition, but we do have to talk about something. How many times do you all but collapse onto your bed at the end of the night, almost too tired to brush your teeth, let alone properly unwind and get ready for a great night's sleep? Oh, that was me the past week. If I had to guess, I'd say that that's the story for most of us way too often. This year, how about we all make the effort to get ourselves from the bottom of the to-do list to the top? One way to put yourself first is with the help of Dipsy.
Dipsy Stories it's an app full of sexy audio stories that are designed to help you relax, let the day melt away, and ultimately put you first. And literally, you guys, whatever you're into, whatever's going to float your boat, because these are sexy audio stories. Mm-hmm. This is audio erotica at its finest quality. And Dipsy has plenty of options for you. The realistic narration of the stories on Dipsy, oh my God, it helps bring the stories to life. It's almost like you're right there in on the action. It is. It's so well done.
Yeah, there are hundreds of different stories to choose from, and the Dipsy team releases new content every week, so you'll never struggle to find something that turns you on. And while you're on Dipsy, be sure to check out the rest of the offerings on the app, like their wellness sessions that are perfect for winding down after a long day. The sleep sessions there, guaranteed to help you drift off into dreamland. And again, those audio erotica stories. Wow, wow, wow.
For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/chatty. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/chatty. So it's like a dip in the sea. dipsystories.com/chatty. 30-day free trial, bros. Get it.
For a lot of people, the start of a new year means taking inventory of your life and prioritizing your health, but the buck usually stops with physical health. There's a tendency to just focus on things like getting more exercise, eating more whole foods, drinking more water, and of course, those are all great goals with inarguable benefits, but we can't forget to take care of our minds as well. Having a healthy mind is equally as important as having a healthy physical body. That's why we are partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app that gives you the tools you need to improve the way you feel.
Guys, you can get everything on an app now. Guys, anytime I get in bed and I feel like my mind is racing from the day or I have trouble falling asleep, number one fix, open the Calm app. It has everything you need to get in the right mindset for bed. And usually all it takes is a few minutes with Calm and I'm fast asleep. They've got guided meditations. They've got sleep playlists. They've got sleep stories for both kids and adults. Mm-hmm. Calm has just what you need to get a great night's rest.
Oh, and I am obsessed with Calm. I was actually at the doctor's the other day and I was feeling really anxious about being there. And you know how you have to wait so long sometimes? I just put on a meditation from the Calm app and it helped me so much. And I just relaxed and I got into a better space. Yeah. I'm obsessed with them. I love their curated sleep playlists as well. Living with dogs and a little one in a big city, I pretty much accepted the fact that I will never get total silence in the house. But having a soothing playlist to fall asleep is just as good, honestly. Thanks to Calm, I sleep more, stress less, and live better.
For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. subscription at calm.com/chatty. Go to calm.com/chatty for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/chatty. So, I posted, well, this is, I'm just going to tell it goes on Instagram, then I'm going to continue my rant. So then I post a couple of screenshots on Instagram, people saying Becca and Gray aren't going to last long term because they're snipping at each other. Very sad. Someone talking about my toothbrushing habits. I think about it every now and then and I get grossed out, whatever. So I screenshot these, I post them and I say something to the effect of.
And you posted the mild ones, by the way.
Oh, I did, because.
She posted the mild ones.
Because I literally could not believe some of the things I was reading. And it was upsetting, but it was also. I laughed because I said, I'm famous. I've reached a new celebrity status where people are analyzing like it's a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence, everything that I post. And so, mama, I've done it. Welcome to show business, baby. So
you're like, I relate to Kim now. So I understand.
Yes. As an A-list celebrity, I can say I actually know what's going on there. Right. Yeah.
I have the behind the scenes tea. Right. As an A-lister.
As an A-lister. Mm-hmm. So then I post that and then I'm like, you know, this is some of the stimulating that goes on in the conversation. I am well aware, by the way, that there are plenty of normal, awesome people who are listeners and fans of the show who I fucking love. And I'm not just talking to like, by the way, I'm being very specific. I'm not saying anyone who criticizes something that I do is has problems. I am not saying that at all. I get people all the time. I was getting some suggestions this morning of like, hey, you might want to, you know, say things in this way or that way. I think that this could be skewed like this. And, you know, that is all well and good. And sometimes people actually say things in not so nice tones, but I read it. I hear it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. This is not what I'm talking about.
I don't think people, the only time typically that we'll address any sort of criticism from you, you'll do it in a big, fun. I mean, this is a podcast. You do it in a fun, dramatic, like sure. This is, you know, it's a whole way. Sure. I don't think a lot of people realize about you. And let me make this very clear. No one I know can handle more criticism than Becca Martinez.
Wow.
And that's on God.
Thank you. On maybe God. Kanye West.
I don't know him, though.
No, that's true. You don't know him.
No one I know. The amount you get criticism 24/7 and you take it in and you acknowledge it. It's not like anytime someone says anything negative about you, it is so far from you. So then when people were throwing that around and going, I was like, as your friend, I get very defensive because I'm like, no. I don't think people understand the 24/7 criticism that is happening and that you also receive, not just reject, that you receive.
Sure. Thank you.
I just have to make that
clear. Thank you. So, then I post that and then this just really got my goat. I just have to throw this in because I found this so funny. I was getting feedback about the Kanye thing. There was only one person I blocked. There was only one person I blocked from those messages. One person. So then someone sends me a screenshot of this just went up in the Chatty Broads Facebook group. This is, by the way, this is not our official. We are not on it.
No, we're not affiliated with it.
We are, but not. You know what I mean? So I get this post, something to the effect of, I just want you guys to know that Becca is on her edgy stories right now, parentheses, Eastern time, afternoon, Eastern time to February 15th, which I love. So, and she posted some screenshots, ... making fun of them. So that was the first thing where I'm like, yeah, I'm making fun of people who are discussing my toothbrushing habits and making overarching statements about my relationship that they know nothing of outside of the podcast, which is quite a lot, granted. But anyway, so that was funny. And then, so I sent her a very kind DM about the Kanye thing, and she blocked me. So do with that what you will. I've actually been meaning to unfollow her for some time, for various reasons. This will be good for me. Mm-hmm. Do you like how she's trying to assure herself? Like, this will be good for me. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting this, actually. I've been wanting her to block me. That's why I'm posting about this, that she blocked me. Mm-hmm. And saying, do with this what you will. And then I posted on my Instagram story. Sorry for guys who already went through this. The reason I blocked this person is because I scrolled back the last 2 years of their messages, and it was everything from, you guys are the worst types of passengers on the airplane, to, what kind of charcuterie board is that, to, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself, to, don't let Ruth do that, she is going to get injured if you continue to let her do that, on and, you know.
Uh-huh.
What's always odd to me, too, is it's sprinkled in with, like, haha, like, yeah, I love that, too. Which,
yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know the type of person.
There are followers that I can say with, like, there are followers that if you look at everything that they have said
to you. It is so confusing.
It'd be like 80% really negative. Like, what the fuck is wrong with your eyebrows? And then, Why isn't Ember celebrating with you?
Oh my god!
You should pay more attention.
Oh my god! Those are the best kind of messages.
Like, yeah,
by the way.
And I'll say this as somebody, like, oh my god, I'll say this: when you are you put yourself in the position where you are in some way in the public eye, like, yes, this is what comes with it. Yes. And I think it's important to understand that.
Yes.
And I think, not to pat ourselves on our back, but I think we both handle it pretty well. Like, we get criticized a lot, and we're not always on Instagram like screenshotting this mean thing that this one person said. Like, no. There are some people who do that, and it's their platform. They can do whatever they want to, but I'm like, I feel like we don't really do
engage.
That.
Engage. We usually do not engage.
Right. And my
relative
thing is,
to the amount, we usually do not engage.
And I'll say this, like, especially knowing that we have a podcast where we make our opinions loud. We say whatever the fuck we want. Off the cuff. We can criticize people. I know for myself, and I speak for you saying this, but I'm very aware when we are criticizing, especially when we were doing reality TV, that if I'm putting that out there, I better prepare myself to receive that. And that's just the name of the game. And you know what? Just like I have the right to put out a criticism out there about someone on my podcast, they have the right to throw it right back at me.
Yep.
And I fully accept.
Yep.
But I will say
there's
a certain type of message when there is someone who is relentlessly DMing you, and it's not about something you said. It's the criticism of every life movement. That it might sound silly and small if you're not in that, but when you're getting enough of those, man, it can really fuck with your brain.
And
like, really.
Yes.
And then every time you're about to hit, like, I'll say this, every time you're about to hit publish, there's this rush of fear.
Yep.
Like, what am I about to do wrong in this? Even if it's just you playing with your kid, you have this massive anxiety that's unexplainable.
I can say genuinely that there have been things in the last year where I posted with absolutely no thought in my head, like, this will be controversial. And I'm not saying that as a way to, like, excuse any harm or anything like that. No, I'm just saying, like, I could not have possibly imagined the level of, like, kickback that would receive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people in the public eye would echo that. Like, that's not just me. There's a lot of people that'd be like, I was surprised. Like, I'm always surprised by the things that people will get upset about. And it's a little, traumatizing is a strong word, but it's a little jarring. So then you do go into everything that you release going, bracing yourself.
Yeah. Well, and I know for myself, probably about a year ago on the podcast, I felt like I went through a rut as far as, like, creatively went. Because I was not, I was so worried about anything I was saying. And I'm not saying that in the sense to be like, because people's criticisms weren't valid. It wasn't like I was worried.
It's about being picked apart. Like you said, that every life moves being dissected.
I'm not talking about like culture, politics, those type of things that are like important conversations that we need to have. I'm not worried about that.
No,
that, it was literally, I was nervous about what I would say about my personal self that would get picked
because
apart.
People, this is something that I will say, like, I think it is difficult to understand the level of it. And then I did have people messaging me be like, damn, I was going through the group and being like, whoa, I did not realize that it was to this like level of dissection. But people will draw through lines, right? Where they go, for example, Jess and Evan didn't bring Ember along to Disneyland back in October. And now I noticed that she is going to, you know, whatever, an after school program until 6. And then they're going on vacation, whatever. Like, people will do this and they will go, they will then form a thesis and go, it really seems like Jess and Evan are distancing themselves from a relationship with their daughter. And I'm worried that this may traumatize her for life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating with this kind of dissection,
and it'll wear you down.
It is fucking exhausting.
I have spent, and I have way less followers than you. And by the way, this is not like a swan song of like feel bad for us.
No,
it's just trying to be honest. I don't think
also contextualizing some of what I'm about to say also.
Yeah, it's also, too, I don't feel like we talk about this a lot.
No.
And the truth is that there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes that's not shown. Yes, do we talk many hours on the podcast every single week? Sure. So you hear a lot. Do we post on Instagram? Sure. But that's just a tiny snippet of what's going on behind the scenes, right? And so I remember it was towards the top of the pandemic and I went on to the Chatty Broads Facebook for a few reasons, and I hadn't been before. And it's hard, and I want to be careful how I say this because there's so much good there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it's hard because I feel like if we're talking about like the Broads, it's like, yeah, I don't want people to take it personally.
No, this is a minuscule portion.
This is like the 1%. Do you understand? It's like, but the 1% can feel really loud.
Yes.
So it's like there's so much love and so much constant incredible DMs and then
an engaging conversation, facilitating. Yeah, and I remember reading through thoughts. Too,
where I'm like, oh my God, people are like becoming friends. This is amazing. Like, yeah, people are talking about this and kind of breaking it down. And there is a criticism, but oh my God, I hadn't thought about that. And now I'm reading through and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, this person's right. And when I said that, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yes.
But I remember going through and seeing a lot. And when I tell you, it took me into like a dark place for a month. It was like Evan was worried. Like he was calling my parents. Like I was not doing well. And I told you, I was like, don't go. But I'm
telling you, it gives a fear reaction. We were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. When people send us screenshots, we both have this guttural, fearful reaction that it is going to be a screenshot of something that someone has posted about us or a Reddit thread. It is scary.
Yeah. And it's, and a lot of it, like you said, it's not even the different takes or the criticism on like topics. It's personal. It's
about
guesses about our relationship that are then really hurtful for me, because then, you know, I'm then sitting here the whole time going, am I coming off a certain way? And it's like, you question, I mean, it might sound silly if you're not in that situation, but when you do put yourself out there and you are, I think, willing to hear criticism and feedback, and then it gets to that point, you feel like you just are the worst person on the planet and you feel like absolute garbage. And then you're like, all this work that I've put into this thing, it's the worst, and I hate it, and I hate myself. And you go down some really fucking dark places. And I am so grateful for you during that time, because you were really helpful for me and you were like, you need to stop. And because of you, I stopped like, for a long time, like I didn't look at any comments anywhere, because I'm like, I need to regroup. So grateful for Evan who was there and supporting me and loving me. And it's just like, you know, reminding me too, like, this is the small percentage. You have so many amazing people who support
you. Our guys are so good at grounding us and being like, don't listen to these fucking people.
He's like, and then he would always just be like, look at the 99%. Right. Deep breath. It's okay.
Well, it's hard because also people sometimes might be talking about like a topic, but then they're taking it to the next level and it's about a character evaluation. So it's like, you know, I'm making one up right now. Becca talks about sustainability and then they advertised about this ad. Okay. But then it goes, honestly, her activism about everything is honestly fake as fuck. And I'm tired of hearing her bullshit that she spews every day on blah, 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 blah. And I just, and that's where you go.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then it can take you to this place of like, it goes from, we'll use this example. It goes from Becca talks about sustainability and then they advertise this on the podcast. That does, and these are necessary criticisms, sure. Right? That's
valid. Valid.
But that takes you to a place where you go, okay, and it does add some anxiety, sure. Necessary anxiety, sure. But then you go, okay, I have to make sure this gets canceled, but okay, this I can't, but it can't cancel for another month and shit. And there's so many behind the scenes.
And do I talk about that?
Do I say something or do I just quiet? And so, but it's okay. That's necessary anxiety. Yeah. That's part of
sure.
the deal.
Sure. Sure.
But then when it goes to a character place, it's like, hey. I was raised in traumatizing evangel. I already have enough self-loathing and shame.
I already feel like I'm a piece of shit not doing enough like, and not being good enough all the time.
Everything you say.
I know.
I know. I know. Oh, you know God. What I, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's a little bit of backstory. But I just have to say this, and I have to get this off my chest. It is so childish, unhealthy, when people are dedicating, because you can tell sometimes, people are dedicating so much energy and time to hunting someone down. And I have witnessed this not just with us, but with other influencers, figures, etc., where there are Discord chats, there are threads, there are all these things that are created for the sole purpose of finding something that someone has done wrong at any given opportunity. I am not talking about accountability. I am talking about fucking hating someone, being obsessed with figuring out something that they've done wrong so that you can punish them. If someone is causing you that much emotional and mental distress that you feel like you have to talk to these people about it and be validated in how much you hate someone, take some fucking personal responsibility and hit the fucking unfollow button. Hit the fucking unsubscribe button. Stop. What are you doing? You're poisoning yourself too. Stop it. Stop. For the love of fucking God, take some responsibility and spend your time doing something that's actually productive and is not going to be harming yourself, too. Like, you're harming other people and you're harming yourself when you do that. Like, look in the fucking mirror and realize that you're the fucking problem when you're trying to punish someone at any given opportunity. That is not healthy. And you might say, well, Becca, and I actually have something to say about this. I was really sitting and reflecting as I was thinking about this yesterday, thinking about this concept of seeking to punish someone at any given opportunity. And my friend made this little meme at Gender Brat, one of my good friends. Practicing forgiveness in an unforgiving society is a radical act. And the caption says, like, if we want to abolish systems, we also have to abolish punishment as our primary form of conflict resolution in our relationships. And that spoke to me so deeply because I thought about the times where I've even done this on this own podcast, where I have witnessed what I believe is an injustice and I have sought nothing but punishment for that person. And if I could, I would go back and change that. And I want to say that there are a few situations, the way that I've spoken about someone or the way that I've handled it, that I regret. I regret the way that I talked about Taylor Nolan. I regret the way that I sought to punish this person because I didn't like what they did. I'm so sorry. I wish that I could have just talked about the important things instead of seeking to hurt someone, right? Even the way that I went about things with Greg, I could have just talked about behavior. I didn't have to attack Greg personally and seek to destroy him, you know? Even the shit with Reality Steve, there was, if I am honest with myself, an intention to hurt these people because I did not like what they did. Even if what they did was wrong and my criticism was valid, the way that I sought to punish them was not right. And I regret the way that I went about doing those things. And I want to say I'm sorry. And I don't want to keep doing that. And I want to be held accountable for that kind of shit. And I don't want to punish people in my life and my personal circle or celebrities or anyone when I feel like they are not aligned with what I believe is right. And so, yeah. I got Jess crying over here, so I did something right.
Jeez, dude. You know what's so funny is every time I start crying on the podcast, I get self-conscious because I remember there was a thread about how everyone thinks I fake cry. And so then I get really in my head and I'm like, do I look like I fake cry?
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't matter. Everything you said, I feel the exact same way. I regret a lot. And I think it's so important to have conversations about when there's things that are wrong. But like you said, when there's the intention to hurt someone and not the intention for growth. And I'm so sorry for every time that I've done that. And when I think about when I have, it comes from such a place of hurt in my own space. Where I've
and
felt
fear.
And fear, yeah, where I've felt hurt and shame and not valid or important or good enough. So I then project it on someone else. And I get it too. Like when you're talking about when people just like follow to just hate follow, basically, I completely get it. I have done it. I am, as soon as we get off of this podcast, there is a specific person that I will be unfollowing that I am currently doing. And all it's doing is feeding anger and hatred and everything that is just doing the opposite of healing and bringing any goodness into my life, my partner's life, my child's life. But I do want to say I totally get it. So it's not this thing of like, how dare you? It's like, I got to fucking check myself because I see how it hurts me and how it hurts you as my best friend. And I then have to acknowledge where I've done it same. Too. You know?
Hard same.
And I think, and again, I don't want to speak for you, but I think one of the reasons that we started to move away from doing bachelor stuff, that was a big piece.
100%. I 100%. I was thinking that as I was driving over, as I was thinking when a stranger is bringing you to that level of emotional distress because of what they're doing, mm-hmm. and we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about, you know, abusing people, you know, like, because obviously when you witness that, it is, even with strangers, it's incredibly distressing. We're not talking about that. We're talking about where someone does something that you think is wrong and it elevates you to this level. You've got to reevaluate and be like, what the fuck am I doing? And that's how I was starting to feel with The Bachelor. That's how I felt with Katie's season, with the whole Greg shit. I'm like, when I think back on it now, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Pull back. Pull back. There are things to be said and there are things where you need to sift through and be like, chill the fuck out.
Right. Well, and it's like we're saying there are some things that are so necessary and important to be said. When you're witnessing racism, when you're witnessing discrimination in the queer community or towards the queer community, it's like these are things that you need to stand up. and need to be talked about and need to be discussed. But I know for myself, when I'll talk about the individuals that I am hate following, it is not because of true atrocities that have been committed and me following them because I'm hoping to call in and bring growth and see them grow. In fact, I know if I did see them grow, it would probably piss me off.
Yeah.
And that's the true darkness of my heart that's going to hell. But it's true.
Well, and I think that is a way to bring truths to light. I think it's like what we were talking about. I think you can do it without making a character judgment. I really do. I think you can say, what this person said, here's why this statement is racist, homophobic, problematic, whatever. Let's break this down. I actually think you can do that without saying, and they're trash. And they don't deserve X, Y, and Z. Who the fuck are we to say that? Honestly. All we can really say is speak for ourselves and say, I don't like this. This is what I see is wrong with this. But it's so fucking hard. It's so fucking hard. But yeah.
It's a lot.
So.
But.
I mean, and you know what? Talk your shit. Whatever. I don't know. I think there is no hard right or wrong, and that's why this is all so complicated. But I would say all we can do is evaluate our own intentions, right? And be am I being honest with myself? Am I seeking to punish this person? Am I seeking to see them, like you said, fail? Do I want to see them fail? If the answer is yes, then you should probably distance yourself from partaking in that person's content or a relationship.
Yeah,
with
for your own health, absolutely.
Yeah,
and I feel like
even major A-list celebs, right? You want to watch them fall? It's dark.
Yeah,
that's dark.
I know. Sometimes I think about like all the gossip stuff that I enjoy reading, and I'm like, why this? And like you said, too, you're like, OK, listen, it's all evaluating intentions. At the end of the day, the person who's in my DMs relentlessly criticizing me, maybe their intentions are completely pure. I don't know. True. And maybe I am projecting all of my insecurities on every word that comes out of their mouth.
Arguments take nothing personally.
Right. So it's like all you can work on is yourself. All you can control is yourself. And, you know, I think if anything, seeing sometimes the conversations that happen, you know, the best thing that I can do is walk away from it and go, I need to grow from this.
Yep.
Because
I need to set boundaries for myself. Right?
I need to set boundaries. So that means, you know, that means
not opening screenshots.
I don't typically open screenshots. I don't look at most comments. You know, I try to distance myself, and that's not avoiding criticism. No. That's just knowing I know the criticism is going to come find me. Yeah. I don't need to go looking for
it. Yeah, and sometimes it's like evaluating where you're at, right? Because sometimes I'm like, I'm a badass bitch today. I'm going to read the criticism. I'm going to think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to process, and I'm going to be good. And sometimes it's, I'm sleep deprived. I've had a hard day with the kids. Mm-hmm. And if someone says anything, even if it's valid, I'm going to crumble. Mm-hmm. And we all have those days.
Yeah. And I think it's important for us to realize that too, where it's like we all have those days.
Yeah.
And we might all have those days when, you know, we're on a reality TV show and there's tons of cameras in our face and we're sleep deprived and we're feeling insecure because everyone around us is attractive, and maybe then we have a really fucking bad day and it's caught on camera.
And maybe we hurt someone.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse, but maybe we can have, as the Christians say, maybe we can have some grace, you know, to people who don't give grace to people who don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me emotional thinking about it. I really I loved that thing that my friend posted. And I've just been thinking about, even just in my own relationship with Gray, and thinking like, you know, do I need to punish him, you know, when he does something that hurts me or doesn't do something right? And we do that in all kinds of ways in our relationships all the time. We have attitudes. We throw out a jab about something they didn't do, you know, we decide we're not going to do something. You know, we do it all the time. And just even in studies with kids, it's been shown that, like, basically punishment doesn't do much for kids. It just makes them sneakier. And I just think about, like, the way that we interact with our friends and the people that we love. Like, what if we stopped punishing people, you know, even if we think that we're super validated in that? Something to think about.
Yeah.
Something to pray about.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot to process.
Well, how far are we? How many more minutes we got left? All right. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think. I'm like, do I have any final closing thoughts? I'm feeling so like, you know, it's the hangover. It's emotions. It's just all
processing. If you hate me, please fucking unfollow and unsubscribe. Please, for the love of God. Jesus Christ, I'm going to have Jess start her own fucking podcast because, you know, well, I stay for Jess. Okay, well, I'm making Jess start a Patreon so that you can financially support her and listen to her thoughts without hating me half of the time.
Oh, that's the thing, too. Obviously,
like, this is the time to promote my Patreon. Yeah,
so I'm starting a Patreon.
I'm actually like, not joking. I really think that you and Evan should start a Patreon or like a podcast on your own.
Maybe we will. But I always appreciate your support. And I wanted to make this statement, too. My closing statements are this. Always appreciate the support. Always do. But something gentle, loving reminder is that Becca is my best friend. So it does not bring me joy when you send me DMs criticizing her. And I understand if we're talking about this, I think you guys should talk about this. This was said, and I think this should completely. I love the feedback. I've grown so much from the feedback. It's been actually a gift. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the very personal criticism sent to me. And I would just say, you know, and by the way, this is a small scale. I'm saying these things and it's like, it's mostly all love.
I know.
So it's hard.
But people aren't in the DM, so they don't get it.
But I want to literally wrap 99.999% of the broads in one big fucking sloppy wet kiss, like they say in that one Christian song.
Well, I know, because I
can love so much on most all of you. You all have been so fucking supportive too since we stepped away from The Bachelor. Oh, and God, loving on our episodes, and it's been so much fun. And so that's so tough because it's like, I want to address this, but sure. I also want it to be like known that I'm probably not talking about
no,
you.
No, probably not. In fact, that's
I'm probably
saying.
Not talking we about you
DMs
if you're listening
all
to this.
The time of people going, I hope this doesn't come off as but I just want to say, whatever you say after is usually perfectly valid and fine without the disclaimer.
Yes.
Most of the feedback, sometimes it might be hard to hear, but it's not wrong of you to say.
No.
I don't think most, like, I don't think 98% of people understand what the 2% is like. And I know that because whenever we post something, people are like, whoa.
And again, the things that will be posted are mild because you don't want to post the really bad stuff about yourself.
That they've conjectured.
Yeah.
Right.
You you know, obviously we've talked about this like on The Bachelor before where it's like they were sending me these death threats and da da da. It's like, yeah, that absolutely happens.
Yes.
Honestly, the things that are really painful are the really, really fucking personal attacks.
The deep personal attacks. An attack is not.
That will destroy you. Just destroy you. Yeah. Leave you absolutely spinning. You know, you think about like when you get into like a little comment war on someone, on a random person's picture, and someone says something and you comment and then they comment back and say something rude. You know how that gets in your head all day? It's like if that person, if it got really, really personal, it's just
like if that
so
person had been
to
listening to you for hundreds of hours and had gathered up everything, every angle they could possibly attack you from. It's like that.
Yeah. Weaponized. That's what I'm saying. It's so hard to say this because it's like, I feel like when I say this, it's like I'm speaking into a void of positivity mostly. Right. And not the void's a bad word, but I'm speaking to like mostly all positive broads who are listening to this home right now crying, going, is this me? And
no,
I'm like, no,
it's not
you. We love you.
And in fact, you know who you are.
This is just our personal letter to those couple people. So, Broads,
because you're listening,
we appreciate you letting us do this and being able to just, because it's been a long time coming, and this is just the final personal letter to, like, yeah, hey, we
stop,
you know,
it.
It's hurtful. Okay,
stop.
So, what I was saying after just love fest is, when you send those things about my best friend that are really personal and rude, it doesn't, and you're trying to compliment me, it's like, imagine if I said that about one of your best friends. Like, it's, no, it's just,
it's like when you're,
it
venting,
makes me have a pit in my stomach and I feel sick.
It would be like the feeling, like if you vent to your friend about your boyfriend or your husband, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, he bugs me. And then the next week they go, yeah, you know, Evan, such a lazy piece of trash. And you'd be like,
I'd be like, what the fuck, bitch?
It's that kind of thing.
What the fuck? Yeah, it's like that.
It's like, you know, we're in on it. You know, like how Becca's such an asshole piece of shit and you don't deserve her.
Yeah,
odds,
or like co-host. How you didn't want to, like, telling me that, like, I didn't want to do something. And I'm like, no. You don't know the hundreds of hours in the conversation. Let me make something very clear to you about my friend. And I'm going to start crying again. And this isn't fake.
You fake broads who are saying that.
The amount of time that we talk off the podcast is massive.
Like, we're the only person who we respond to each other's texts and
do
voice
memos. Do we hang out? No, because we just are with our kids all the time. But we talk on the phone constantly and we text constantly. And, you know, this is somebody who, I know we haven't talked about this on the podcast because I'm not comfortable, but I went through something really gnarly like 6 months ago and nobody was there for me like Becca was. And so it's like, yeah, you say shit all the time. Then I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't agree with you. We have different opinions. Or why would you start this war? You know what I mean? I feel that all the way and I'm your best friend. But when someone says that and makes character judgments about someone who has just, like, been there for me so much that I don't talk about because it's, again, it's a personal experience. Yeah, it's not, it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like I said, I have a pit in my stomach. So appreciate all the support, but. Yeah.
I love you, light of my life.
I love you, light of my life. And we love you, broads, lights of our lives.
Oh my God, yes.
Honestly, it's so weird because it's like there's this negative piece and it's like that 1% and it haunts. But then at the same time too, I'm like, in these past 3 years, I had never surrounded, first of all, my parents never compliment me. Thanks, mom and dad. And I had never surrounded myself with people who were like super kind and positive, if I'm being completely honest. And once I started the podcast, I have gotten more love times a jillion from the broads than I ever received ever in my life ever before.
Yeah.
So it's weird where you're like, oh my God, there's so much overwhelming love and community.
Yeah.
So just cool it with a few of you and just
don't. Evil assholes. And I have to say too, that when I see, like, It's the same shit happens the other way too, or it's like, and it might not even be pitting. I don't think that happens as much in my DMs where it's like someone's trying to pit me against you.
There's easier access to me.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people think that you guys are like secretly best friends and they know that you secretly hate me and like they're going to become your co-host.
Spoiler alert. I love her. Sorry.
You are not going to become Jesse's co-host probably in the future. Sorry. But... like, I can feel sometimes when we're talking about something, it even happened today where I know exactly where the wheels are turning and you're going, someone can spin this to hurt me or theorize about my life and the things that are most important to me.
You're talking about me going on a bender?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know I'm going to get DMs about it, and I know people are going to be like, "And it's how's like, Ember? Are you an alcoholic?"
Bro, no,
and I'm just like, "Ah, shoot, my child is very well taken care of, and I'm mostly at
home."
No,
oh my God. Sorry, I'm about to start freaking out again.
Oh my God, my bra's been hanging out the whole time. And I'm a whore. My bra's been out the whole time.
And she, yeah, and she's a slut. But like, dude, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just hate when, and sometimes I even like take it out on anger towards you. It's not about you. It's about these people who have chosen a really gross choice to decide that they know things about people and they are going to make really gross conclusions about shit they know nothing of. Mm-hmm. And that makes me so mad. Like, it makes me so mad that anyone could talk about who you are as a wife, a friend, a mother. You don't know the amount of time that like we pour into the people and the things that we love. And no, we're not fucking perfect, but like, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so I go crazy, but like, stop. Stop. But everyone else keeps sending the love. We love you guys. Yes. Go broad squad. Yes. Stop attacking our relationships and our parenting and like everything that's dear and sacred to us. Okay, we're really vulnerable and we share a lot of things that a lot of people would be really scared to, and you would probably be sobbing to your therapist for weeks if anyone said the things that you say to us. So stop.
Listen, you know what? This is a great day to do this. You feel sick for some reason.
I feel better.
Oh, that's good. When I'm hungover, I'm very, very open. So yeah. Here we go. You know yeah. what I mean? It's just part of the deal.
And that's what makes you so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much, my love.
I love your emotional fake tears.
Thank you. I've been practicing. Honestly, you know, if they are you manipulate
Evan with them first and foremost.
If they are fake, yeah. If I will go back and rewatch, and I will then feel probably impressed, and I'm like, girl, pulled those, you actually got water out of your eyes.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, you've been trying to get like do that since a hot minute.
Why would you okay, never mind. Okay, just like, why would you even fake tears in the first place?
I don't know.
We're not on The Bachelor. You're not trying to not get sent home. Why would you fake tears?
Well, surprise, surprise. This has been my very long audition. It's been my 3-year long audition. I'm just really trying to get there.
No, I'm not going to introduce you to the producers, and it's not happening. Just stop. Okay. Stop texting me about it, please.
All right. I will stop incessantly blowing you up on WhatsApp, Signal, and text message.
Fucking Signal.
Fucking Signal.
So...
Broads, that was pure chaos, but what we love some chaos.
Aquarius season, am I?
Start her 27th year. Justice. The end of Aquarius season.
Chaos, justice.
But for real, I love you so much.
I love you too.
I love the broads so much.
I love you guys too.
And I am so grateful for, you know what? I'll wrap it up like this.
Ooh.
I'm so grateful for all of you. 99.999999% of you are all love, and you've changed my life in so many ways and helped me grow in so many ways and allowed provision for my family.
Yeah, what?
What? That's wild. The 0.01% of you who have said really painful things, I love you too. Because of you, I'm learning to see different sides of myself, and a mirror was held up to me too. And I got a lot of shit I got to work on. So thank you.
And sometimes that's even how you handle the dark shit the life throws at you, right?
Yeah.
It's like, this person may be saying something that is totally invalid and evil and painful, but you're going to have to figure out how to overcome it.
And honestly, it's made me stronger and it's helped me grow. And so thank you for that. Yeah. Even though it hurts. I'm still grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though you should spend your time listening to a self-help book on Audible instead of our podcast, we love you. Shout out.
Unsubscribe.
And please unsubscribe. And with that, broads, chat soon.